A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Nun Beis, Baba Kama 52a. Pagination is 103, starting from the second line of the Mishnah. So we're about midway on the page, maybe a drop above, midway on the line. The first words on the line are Hasheni Chayiv, and then we begin. Kiseu Karaui, if a person covered a pit properly, it was his responsibility, whatever the story of this pit is, and he covered it properly. Venafa Lesocha Shara Chamor, and an ox or donkey fell into it, Umes, and they got killed. Potter, he's going to be Potter because he covered it properly. One more thought before we see the Gemara. Lo chiseu karaui, if he did not cover it properly, v'nafa l'socho shara chamor, and an ox or donkey fell into it, umes, and they died, chayiv, then he would be chayiv, even if he covered it, but it wasn't covered properly, couldn't withstand the weight, then he is responsible. So the Gemara, about 10 lines from where we are, counting down, asks the very important question over here. Kiseu karaui v'nafa l'socho shara chamor umes potter. He covered it properly, and nevertheless, an animal fell in and died. He's going to be absolved of payment. Asks the Gemara, kevin de kiseu karaui hechi nafal. If indeed it was covered properly, how did the animal fall in? Logically, the reaction would be, I guess it wasn't covered properly. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Barchana, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Barchana said, Shehesliya misocho, that it got worn out, it got wormy, spoiled, the cover rotted, and he didn't know that. It was one of those terrible accidents, tragedies, where the thing is wearing out and it wasn't noticeable. So he's going to be absolved because he covered it properly. And the fact that an accident occurred was not anticipated and is not viewed as his responsibility. On a practical level, we unfortunately have this often, that in the public realm, you have bridges and buildings, etc., and they use certain types of building materials that are considered the norm, and unless something occurs, it's assumed that they're good. They've been tested. It was a good covering. It was a good bridge. But if something happens and suddenly they realize that there's internal weakness, then suddenly an investigation occurs where anything similar is supposed to be specifically tested for that problem. If cracks were noticeable, then they would have known that there's a problem. But it's Lia Mitocho, from its very inside, it got rotted out and it wasn't noticeable, and that's why he's absolved. The Gemara proceeds to ask Iboy Lehu a question. He covered it in a method that would sustain oxen, but camels, which are heavier, it's not able to sustain. So this cover, is it considered covered or not? And the first approach of the question is, camels came and weakened the cover, and now oxen came and fell in. My, what would the halacha be? And the Gemara in this first approach says, lifrakim, occasionally camels come here. If a camel fell in, he would be chayiv for the camel, but that's not what happened. The camel came, weakened it, and now the ox fell in. What's the halacha? Is he liable? And the Gemara discusses this, but in the Ika de Amri, on the second side of the daf, we find counting into the wide lines, about 10 lines, the first word on the line is karaui, that ikad amri hanami vade loi boilon. It's not really a shaila, de kevan de asan leprokim posheyahu, since camels sometimes come. That's considered a pshia, a negligence, because it's known that sometimes camels will come, they will weaken the cover, and eventually an ox's weight will cause it to collapse. The question that is a legitimate question, according to the Ika de Amri, is, Kiseu kise sheyocha lamod b'fnei shivorim. He covered it properly for oxen. Ve'ena yocha lamod b'fnei gemalim, but it can't sustain camels. Ushchichi gemalim, and camels come. Ve'esliya mitocho, but then an accident occurred where it rotted from the inside, and in the abstract, we would say he's potter because he didn't anticipate that what was a good cover would rot out. However, over here, our question is, since it could not sustain camels, and camels sometimes come, so even though camels had nothing to do with it rotting out, and even though the animal that fell in was an ox, and it fell in because it rotted, which is normally considered an ones beyond his control, but because there was a pshia regarding camels, migu, to have a pshia itzel gemalim, do we say that since the cover wasn't meeting specs, it wasn't a proper cover, pshia nami le'inin haslaa, do we hold him liable even if an accident is what actually caused the damage? To a certain extent, similar to the expression, Techilaso bipshia visofa baones, that it started, there was a negligence here that we've identified, but that's not really why the damage happened. It's not attributable at all, because it's not that the camels weakened it, and it's not that a camel fell in. It was totally because Islia Mitocho, it rotted out. What's the halacha? And the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, answers, Nofa l'socho shor cheres shota v'katon, suma o mahalich balayla chayiv. If an ox that is impaired, it's not an intelligent ox, it's very young, it's blind, it's going at night, it can't see, therefore, the owner would be chayiv, the owner of the pit, the cover, would be chayiv. The cover wasn't proper, or it wasn't there at all. Pikeach u'mahalich bayom potter. But had it been a regular intelligent animal, or the intelligent animal going by night can't see, but if it's going by day, it could see. So that's potter because of the principle, iboy leili iyune, the animal should pay attention not to walk into a pit. Ve'amai, and regarding your question, that the cover wouldn't have sustained camels, but camels never came. Neima, why wouldn't we say, midahava posheya le'inyan cheresh, since you're a posheya regarding the impaired animal that doesn't see the pit or doesn't recognize the flimsy cover, havanama posheya le'inyan pikeach, you should also be considered a posheya regarding the good animal, an accident happened, but you were a posheya. Elalav shma mina, what you see from here is, lo amrinan migu, you do not say this type of extrapolation. Since you were a posheya, even though your pshia didn't cause the damage, we still want to hold you liable. That doesn't work. We don't say that. Shma mina, only if what actually happened is attributable to his pshia. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.